All right. Well, what's going on, Wine Cellar Gang? And right now, as I record this, it is indeed January 13th, 2020, 3 a.m. on the fucking nose at Central Standard Time. And it appears to have snowed a bit more overnight. So I think I am going to have to run out there and throw a little salt down and maybe grab the shovel and shovel a wee bit to the side. I mean, this vehicle that we're using, it is a four-wheel drive vehicle. So I think I think it'll be all right getting it out of the driveway. Though the wheels are pretty small. The car is called a Nissan Versa, and to my understanding, it's an economy-sized car. I don't know much about cars. But the four-wheel drive should be able to get the fucker up through that bit of snow. If I just shovel a bit and salt some, should be all right getting it out of the driveway to get down to the factory and be exploited for my labor. Now, that all being said, update. Yeah, real fast. I just uploaded this shit yesterday on the Liberal National Club, member of Queensland and... what the fuck is that? University of Queensland in Australia. And very recently, apparently, so the person of whom I couldn't figure out who that fucker was that had on the plaid shirt, and they appeared to have on the same plaid shirt at another event holding up the Protect Hong Kong's Freedom sign with that obsession with, white power in Hong Kong. This individual's name is actually Wilson Gavin, phonetically, W-I-L-S-O-N-G-A-V-I-N, Wilson Gavin, right? And Wilson Gavin is dead, what folks understand so far to be suicide. And it's like, you wonder, like, was this nigga's, was this the last thing that Cuz could do? Because apparently Cuz was an out gay person, an out gay cis man, to my understanding so far, and was advocating. Some niggas in Australia hit me up on the Facebooks and said that this nigga was advocating against marriage equality and shit in like 2017. And it's like, what the fuck? And that nigga was 19 years old then and was actually, let me grab this Facebooks post again and make sure that I have it right. Yeah, because these niggas from Australia hit me up. And, so I made a post about... Now, this is totally unrelated. It's in Australia, so somewhat. But I was like, from looking at a few articles, I'm seeing no confirmation that wombats are going out of their way to rescue others in their burrows, but simply that in research dating back to the 1970s, it's been found that small creatures will seek refuge in wombat burrows on their own. All right? That was the post, because I saw a meme and I went to go search and look up some articles related to that meme and found that information. But then two of the locos from Australia, I don't know if they want their names said on the program, so I'm not saying them, but they come in and one of them was like, hey, did you see the lead lad in the drag queen story time harassment killed himself? He was gay, too. And the second individual said, I came here to say exactly this. And then the second individual had more information and said he was a vocal campaigner against marriage equality when that whole big thing was happening here. He must have been so conflicted, which is sad, but like IDK, which I think is I don't know. IDK, most LGBT people deal with those feelings in ways that don't include actively harassing us or campaigning against us. Word life. Yeah. Now, let's take a look at some of the information here coming off of abc.net.au. And they have that ABC understands he took his own life this morning. The video of the protest... The video of the protest posted on social media shows Mr. Gavin can be seen shouting, drag queens are not for kids. Really, that's their whole thing.
Drag queens are not for kids. Drag queens are not for kids. Drag queens are not for kids.
Hey, you guys, you should have dealt with...
Yeah, out of all the things that a person could chant, they just drag queens are not for kids. Like, come up with a rhyme or something, nigga. Jesus Christ. Right? Like, hey, hey, ho, ho, these drag shows got to go. You know, like, fucking, I guess I'm thinking like an old McMurrican protester. All right. So let's see. So the actions of the University of Queensland Liberal National Club were swiftly condemned on social media by fellow students, advocates, and federal MPs. Its Facebook page has received a barrage of comments. The Liberal National Party distanced itself from the UKLNC, which was disaffiliated in December. Remember back in December, they had that racist man on the street video with the motherfucker that was like, they're gonna put on the Australian jumper. You gotta sing the anthem. However, you know, I'm horrible with accentuations. I mean, unless I say rise up lights. I know that's fun, isn't it? The word rise, the word up, and the word lights. And you say it, rise up lights. that's a good old time right there. All right, let's stick to it. In a press conference earlier today, which would be fucking Saturday, yesterday. Unless, wait, they're on a different time zone. Their Monday might already be up and running. Huh. Or Sunday. Jesus Christ, yeah. Weird time. Yeah, fucking with time zones is bugged out. So, a press conference earlier today, Queensland opposition leader Deb Frecklington said she would not comment on the reports of Mr. Gavin's death. Quote, in relation to the unconfirmed reports relating to the young man, out of respect to the family, I won't be making any comments on the matter. I think today is a day to think about a bit of compassion and respect for people, end quote. And respect for people like the children and parents trying to enjoy the show before they got harassed. The storytelling event was organized by Rainbow Families Queensland, who released a statement saying they were deeply saddened by the news. Quote, Rainbow Families Queensland were informed earlier today that the leader of yesterday's drag storytime protest took his own life this morning. We are deeply saddened by this news and extend our sympathies to the family. End quote. And also a performer that goes by the name of Diamond Good-Rim. They were also in the show and they also said they're deeply saddened. And they'd like to give their condolences and sympathy to family and friends. And all the things that people say, right? Folks probably know me. These are not things that I would say. If literally the very last thing I saw you do was being a fucking asshole, I might not say anything, but I'm not going to come jumping up in front of cameras and be like, condolences for the family and all that shit. It's like, no, nigga, how about questions for the family? How did you raise this? You know, but that's me. That's how I get down. I'm an unforgiving, a mean old Negro man. I really wish that program would have got off the ground. Yeah, but that's why you don't want me representing your organization. You'll lose all support. You're just going to have like 10. You're basically going to have as many people as what follow this podcast. Not very big numbers, folks. All right. A UQ, University of Queensland spokesperson, said its priority was providing support for students and staff impacted by what happened. Quote from the spokesperson. The university understands that the events of the past 2 days are very distressing for many people. Mutual respect and diversity are core values of the university, and we hope that everyone shows consideration for those affected during the difficult days ahead. And again, back to questions for the family. What the fuck did you do to your boy that cuz grew up to literally fucking try to oppress folks of whom were similar to him and then took his own life shortly after the last one was videotaped and folks said, hey, cuz, that's not cool, in maybe some relatively harsh terms. What was in your raising? Was it a bunch of church bullshit? Did you yell at the nigga? Did you hit this little nigga? Yeah, man. Questions for the family. Not condolences for the family. Questions for the family. They need to be questioned. Don't be putting accountability off. You see motherfuckers put that accountability off. They need the grievance period. For what? They killed their son. On some level, to me, they killed their son. Because that motherfucker was, what, 19? Just a couple years ago? That nigga's, what, barely 22? Barely 23? As far as I'm concerned, they're that young. You're not done raising them yet. You fucked up. How did you fuck up? Let's go down the timeline. That's me, though. You know. That's why you can't have me representing your organization. All right? WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I need to eat a food and go to work. And maybe do a Pilates or two. Right? Maybe some fucking bicycle crunches over here. All right, motherfuckers. Please. Be as safe and non-homophobic and oppressive as possible as you can. I didn't really know how to end that sentence. Peace, niggas.